Welcome to the Sustainable You podcast with your hosts, Jackie Kidman and Lisa Wisden, self-proclaimed urban hippies, waste warriors, and passionate women. Tune in for practical information and inspiration on how to reduce your impact on the environment and become a more sustainable you. Hey guys, welcome back. This is Jackie.
And Lisa.
And you're listening to Sustainable You podcast. So Lisa and I are actually just sitting in her wardrobe. That's where we do the high-tech recording here.
Yeah.
And we're watching a little bit of rain. It's probably the first bit of rain that I feel like we've had in months.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like it's enough though, does it?
It's not enough.
Not enough. Everything is pretty dry and I know I've lost a lot of kind of some of my veggie garden, a lot of stuff has sort of dried out and like my raspberries have just crisped and the leaves on some of my cherry trees and stuff like that have just gotten burnt and...
Yeah, the garden's a bit sad.
Anyway, that's just us just pondering the weather, but also the much needed end of summer and the much needed rain.
Yeah, bring it on, rain.
So I wanted to share a little win that I had. My local cafe, we normally go down and we would take our own cups and our own straws, reusable straws, and we take them and then the kids give it to the guy and they make milkshakes for them. So, you know, I've been doing this for a while now, and then, you know, part of me's like, oh, you know, that's just two cups and two straws that we're maybe saving once a week,
right?
Which is good. That's good. It's better than nothing. But, you know, I see these plastic straws. I mean, there's alternatives, isn't there, now?
Of course. So, bamboo, stainless steel.
Yes. Yeah. So we live in an area where there's a high school, so I see all the time kids walking to school with, you know, a milkshake or something with a plastic straw and a plastic container, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've been meaning to build up the courage to approach my cafe and ask them if they thought about reusable straws or paper straws or, you know, that sort of stuff. Quite often it's so chaotic when I go in there that I'm like always like, oh, I don't want to have this conversation now. And I was being a bit chicken. And anyway, I went in there one day and it was quiet and I just said, hey, have you thought about providing reusable straws for milk, like for people in when they're in, or some sort of paper straw that's not anything that's not plastic?
Yeah.
Or getting rid of your plastic straws. Have you thought about getting rid of your plastic straws? They didn't completely fob me off, but they were like, yeah, look, you know, we've looked into it, but our supplier doesn't provide them. And I said, oh, that's interesting. I said, surely they're going to move towards that because a lot of cafes and places are no longer using plastic straws. So they'd have to, you know, look into it, maybe ask them about them again. Because I'm pretty sure they hadn't asked them. and then, so that was maybe on a Wednesday. And then we went there on Sunday after the beach. We popped in and the guy from the cafe was there. And he said, we've asked our supplier about paper straws. They're going to get back to us. Right? I was like, okay. I had the day before gone in to get my takeaway coffee and I'd picked up a heap of straws that were in the gutter out the front of that cafe, and I'd walked into the cafe because the bin out the front was full and said, can we put these in your bin here inside?
Oh my God, I love it.
So I'm kind of like being subtle and I'm being...
passive aggressive.
totally passive aggressive.
Love it.
Yeah. And then... yesterday, when I went in, he came up and he said, look at this. And it was a piece of paper and he pointed and he said, black paper straws.
So it was his order to his supplier.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep. And they said, but it's coming next week. I was like, that's okay. And they were like, yeah. So that's a little win for me. And I guess that's, like, initially I was like, oh God, how am I going to get, you know, people in my street, you know, like I was just like, this is a cafe in my street to stop using, you know, one thing, to change one thing. And I just asked them. That was simple.
Can I just tell you, that's actually not a little win. Like a little win is if you get your friend to take some straws down to the cafe as well. Like, that is a big win, my friend. Like, you've got an entire cafe to change their supply of plastic straws. So now none of those teenage kids that go there or none of the customers are going to end up chucking out a plastic straw because of you. So
yeah,
that's a big win. Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay, it's a big win.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know what? And it's just a conversation.
Yes.
I wonder if everyone can just go and do that with their local cafe, how effective that might be.
Well, initially I sort of thought maybe I should try and make a little poster.
Yeah, I saw that on your Insta.
Yeah, or something.
I would definitely take that poster down.
Maybe we should create a little Sustainable You poster.
A printable.
Oh, my God. A printable poster.
Oh, we're doing it.
To put up that people can download.
Off our website.
Off our website, and then they can take that, you know, to their local milk bar, cafe, you know. Just have you thought about, do you really need that plastic straw?
Love it. Awesome. Done. Well done, Jackie.
Thanks, Lisa.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Okay, so today we want to talk about one of the things that we've changed over the time, and so we're quite qualified, I feel, to talk about this topic.
It's time to talk about your period.
Your monthlies. Aunt Flo's come to town. What other things? Oh. My mum says your rags.
That's good. Some good rain.
That's some good rain, isn't it?
Your rags. Oh, so
but you know
horrific.
Why your rags is because when my mum was young, they just used a rag. They didn't have the disposable single-use products that we now use. So they used to use rags. Chuck it in their undies. And, that sounds tough, doesn't it?
It does sound tough. It's like The Handmaid's Tale. They use it in that too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is supposedly in the future.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, I think that technology's evolved and so's design, but...
So technology's changed, but also I think has our tendency to produce things that are more convenient, haven't they?
Yes.
So we're driven by convenience these days.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the emergence of single-use tampons and... sanitary napkins.
Yes. So for me, I guess I've been using a menstrual cup for I reckon a good 2 or 3 years now.
That's pretty good. Mind you, the first menstrual cup was actually designed in 1932. So it's not a new thing.
But I don't understand what was it made out of?
Well, I don't know, because the first silicon model was released in 2002. So what did they make prior to that? Stainless steel.
Oh, God.
Who knows? They did horrible things back then.
There would have been something that was, weird. I don't know.
Anyway,
so for me initially, you know, like my kind of sustainable journey, initially it was about the, you know, say with things like tampons, it was about what chemicals am I putting up into my vagina. And what chemicals was I putting up there and potentially leaching into my body. So I made the switch from using tampons, even though I did go to like a more
natural
one for that time of the month.
Yeah, because mostly I think they say that tampons are made out of a blend of cotton and then rayon or other synthetics. But the creepy thing is that they're classified as a medical good. So you don't actually see an ingredients list on a tampon or a pad packaging, which is kind of creepy. You don't know what you're putting up there.
Yes, there's obviously stuff, you know, is bleached and, you know, so for women, I mean, you know, that's just, you know, every month we're putting extra chemicals into our body. I mean, you look at stuff around when blood's taken from women, they actually have more chemicals in their body than what men do. And that's for a range of things, stuff we put on our skin, you know, like cosmetics, and as well as, you know, obviously, you know, what we use for our monthly menstruation.
Why do we laugh every time we
I don't know. Because we're childish.
And immature.
So initially for me, that was it. I sort of thought, okay, I need to try this cup thing. I remember having a conversation with some friends actually when we were on a holiday with some girlfriends. A girlfriend I knew had been using a menstrual cup for over a decade. And that was because I believe she had a history of ovarian cancer. Right. So she felt that putting chemicals up her vagina every month was maybe one of the things that she could do to potentially prevent something. I'm not claiming that that's what they do, but that was something that was her reason behind it.
Yeah.
So I remember having a chat with her and sort of said, what is it like, you know, how do you do it, that sort of stuff. And then I just bit the bullet and was like, right, I'm going to give this a go. I'm actually sick of spending, you know, between $20 and $30 a month on, you know, sanitary products, you know, and paying tax on that. We used to pay the pink tax, which isn't around anymore.
But it's expensive, right? Mm. What were you reading about how much a woman spends on in her lifetime on these kinds of products?
So between $14,000 and $16,000 in their lifetime. So women, we have our periods for, say, 40 years. God help me. Mm. I mean, I've probably had mine now for 25. Mm. Got mine, I think, when I was 15. Mm. When did you get your period?
Yes, 13 I was.
13?
Yeah. I was early for everything, Jackie, everything.
I'm still trying to get that big boobs. It's trying to catch up on me. Mm. Wow. Okay. So we've already had our periods collectively for over 30 years. We're totes qualified to talk about periods, aren't we?
Experts. God.
Wow. That's full on. So between us, we've probably spent 10 grand, maybe. Mm. So then I was like, I purchased a menstrual cup, which was $60, I think. And those menstrual cups can last about 10 years. They generally say you don't need to change it. I mean, you take it in and out, but you don't need to change.
You don't need to buy
a new one for 10 years.
That's cool.
So then I was like, okay, let's give it a go.
Hmm.
Initially it was interesting. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we were just talking before about how, you know, how you do it.
Well, yeah, so we have different techniques.
Let's explain what a menstrual cup is.
Yeah.
So it's a little silicon cup. How big do you reckon it is? It's about 20 mil. We take about 20 mil.
Yeah, probably more.
Yeah. So it's like basically like a silicon.
40 mil.
Soft.
It's like a bell shaped
medicine cup. Yeah.
Yeah. And it has like a little sort of built in stem at the bottom to be able to remove it.
So initially I think it was easy to, you know, kind of fold it up, kind of like a tampon size, and, you know, you put it up there.
Yeah, so here's a quote from one of a user of a menstrual cup. You fold it up, scrunch it, and then shove it up there. It's awkward the first few times, which is true. Like, yeah, it's a little bit awkward, but it takes practice, much like using tampons was probably awkward for lots of people when they first used them.
Mm. But they're single-use products that take, 1,000 years?
Yeah, so I think the stat was that a pad would take somewhere between 500 and 800 years to biodegrade. Gross. The other thing is with menstrual cups is that while you've got your period, it's kind of, well, for me, with less of a heavy flow than Jackie, don't need to change your menstrual cup for 12 hours. So you could kind of like put it in the shower in the morning, spend your day doing what you do, and then at night time before you go to bed, you can either have another shower and take it out and rinse it out in the shower and put it back in overnight, or you can change it over the toilet throughout the day or whenever you want. But it's a long use product, which I like because I can't be bothered.
Yeah. I just find it so much like I've gone through that sort of, you know, time when you're like, oh God, I need to change my, you know, tampon, or, you know, and it's like, I don't have another tampon, or, you know, like, what do you do? Like, whereas this, it's sort of that, it's so convenient that you kind of go, oh yep, I need to change my cup. I tip out the blood into the toilet, or the shower, whatever however you do it.
Yeah.
You know, but And then I'd give it a rinse with some, you know, warm water and soap. And then I'd, you know, put it back up there. Mm. I don't have to kind of always have to make sure I've got a tampon or a pad or, you know, something on me. Mm. It's there. Mm. It's, you know, I've got it.
Do you know what another cool thing about it is that you can actually monitor your flow, right? Because I had no idea how much I had or how much I was losing throughout my period. And you think that it's a lot more than what it is because those, you know, it obviously spreads into the fibers in your tampon or on your pad. And you think that there's heaps, but actually for me it was surprisingly that I wasn't losing as much blood as what I thought I was. Or you realize that you lose a shit ton of blood.
Mm. Yeah, let me in.
Mm. Yeah, like, it's cool. It's good.
So good.
You guys should try it.
Should totally try it.
Do you know what? My girlfriends and I, we got a combo deal where we had free shipping if we bought two or more sets of cups. So three of us went in together and we were all like, right, we're going to do it. We're doing this. And we got them shipped out for free.
And do you know that I've actually seen a cup, just talking about, was that you can put it in, right? And so say for me on my heavy flow days, there's, you know how it's got that little tab, that little tag at the bottom?
Mm.
They've actually one that you can squeeze that. And it will
empty
it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I would still be thinking you would pull it out every 12 hours anyway, you know, 12 to 14 hours and give it a wash and put it back in.
Yeah.
But how cool is that? So something for like me that I like, you know, if I need to change it more regularly,
yeah,
I could just a little release valve.
Which would be convenient if you had to do it at work. Say you're in a cubicle. Yeah. And you don't really want to be pushing, like...
Or you're in a cubicle and you can't... You have to leave the cubicle to wash it.
Correct. Oh, yeah, you God, can't wash it in there.
I've had to do that a couple of times. That is a little bit kind of like, oh, my God, I've got to quickly sneak out, wash it...
And then go back in.
So that no one sees.
Yeah, that's tricky.
That is tricky. But there's ways around it. There is lots and lots of ways around it. Mm. The other thing, if the cup's not your thing, there's also the period pants.
Yeah, I don't use these.
I love my period pants. Or they're also good for a little bit of light bladder leakage too. Yeah,
love it.
You know, like they're not just for your periods. You know, some people have, you know, like kind of not very good pelvic floor and, you know, they go to the toilet a lot, like me. Again, heavy periods, light bladder leakage.
And what are they made out of?
So
is it bamboo fibre?
Like yes, some of them are bamboo fibre, but it's like a pair of pants, really nice comfy pants, like undies.
Undies.
Panties.
Sure. Pant. Such a gross word.
Undies, and it's like it's got a inbuilt pad into it, so a liner
sure.
in it. So you can get ones that are just like for, you know, medium to heavy, like there's a whole variety of them, medium to heavy. You know, just light. I like to wear the period pants at night.
Yep.
Just because, you know, if I take the cup out and I just wear the period pants at night or I do it together. But on day one and two.
You leak. So you could just wear your pants as well.
As well. I wear it together.
Cool.
Together. Safety. Safety in numbers, you know. We've gotten very silly on this one.
Okay, cool.
Well, please don't unsubscribe. So I guess what we're thinking is this is just another thing that people can change. If the cup, the menstrual cup's not your thing, it does take, I reckon you need about three periods to get used to it.
I agree.
Now I'm like, I can't live without it. I've been using it for like 3 years and it's, yeah, I think it's great. I've still got, I thought it was the best $60 investment.
Yeah. I agree with you. It's worked for me after about three or four periods. I've got it down. But my poor girlfriend, she keeps persevering with it and it just won't work.
Yeah.
So.
Period pants then. Maybe period that's
pants.
Her thing.
Period pants.
The period pants might be more her thing. And the period pants last for years. Like, so you wash them. Obviously you wash them.
Mm-hmm.
But they.
Just a normal wash.
Yep.
Yep, chuck them in.
Yeah, I just do it in the normal wash. I'm not sure if I'm meant to do it any other way.
Okay, yeah.
But just a normal wash. And they would last years as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if they last 10 years, but they're probably about $30 for a pair. I've probably got five pairs now.
Mm-hmm.
So I just purchased I just purchased two initially because I wanted to just see what it was like, and mm-hmm. I would use it mainly for my heavy days.
Mm-hmm.
But now I find myself, they're so comfortable, I find myself putting them on. I don't even have my beer
yet. Really?
Okay, do you think we've spoken enough about that?
I think we've said quite enough.
Sustainable You can be found on Instagram at Sustainable You Pod, on Facebook at Sustainable You Podcast, or you can email us at sustainableyoupod@gmail.com. Episodes are created and produced by Lisa and Jackie.
So I, you know, I have a wide set vagina and a heavy flow. So
did you really just say that?
That's from Mean Girls, you know.
I know. Oh, God, how am I even going to cut this? Okay, go.
So that's where, so you think, I don't know where I'm going now.